Grab that Rubik's Cube as we go back to the 80s. I'm your chillin' host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Friday, April 30th, 1982.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Another 80s memory.
Chris Franklin, no caffeine. Our choice is clear. 7-Up.
Ha ha.
It was Friday, April 30th, 1982. In sports news, the Atlanta Braves won a record 12 straight games from the beginning of the season. Joan Jett of the Blackhearts were not letting go of that number one spot with I Love Rock and Roll. Ricky Skaggs had his own number one hit on the country scene, Crying My Heart Out Over You. New in theaters, AC/DC Let There Be Rock, debuting at number 13. I would have thought they had more supportive fans. I guess the fans were over there on NBC watching their new lineup, Joke Book and Chicago Story. That's all for me, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, now I'm thirsty for a 7-Up. Catch me tomorrow on another 80s Flashback.